Isn't that a room up there over the shop? If times are so hard, why don't you rent it out? That should bring in something.
Up there? Oh, no one will go near it. People think it's haunted. You see, years ago, something happened up there. Something not very nice.
There was a barber and his wife, and he was beautiful. A proper artist with a knife, but they transported him for life, and he was beautiful.
Barker, his name was. Benjamin Barker.
Transported? What was his crime?
Foolishness.
He had this wife, you see. Pretty little thing, silly little nit, had her chance for the world on a string.
Wanted her like mad. One of them a judge, one of them a speedle. Every day they'd nudge and they'd wheedle. Still she wouldn't budge from her needle. Too bad, pure thing. So they merely shipped the poor blighter off south, they did. Leaving her with nothing but grief and a year old kid. Did she use her head even then? Oh no, God forbid. Poor fool. Ah, but there was worse yet to come, poor thing. Joanna, that was the baby's name, pretty little Joanna.
Go on.
My, you do like a good story, don't you?
Well, Beedle calls on her all polite, poor thing, poor thing. The judge, he tells her, is all contrite. He blames himself for her dreadful plight. She must come straight to his house tonight. Poor thing, poor thing.
Of course, when she goes there, poor dear, poor thing, they're having this ball all in masks. There's no one she knows there, poor dear, poor thing. She wanders tormented and drinks, poor thing. The judge has repented, she thinks, poor thing. Oh, where is Judge Turpin, she asks. He was there all right, only not so contrite. She wasn't no match for such craft, you see, and everyone thought it so droll. Figured she had to be daft, you see. So all of them stood there and laughed, you see. Poor soul, poor thing.
Would no one have mercy on her?